the upside is very clearly there. They added a lot of defensive talent. Drake May is very talented. If Stephon Diggs is healthy, he has the number one receiver. The offensive line should be improved. The offensive coordinator should be improved. The coach actually knows what a coach is supposed to be doing on different days. That's, like, important. So, I mean, the upside is definitely there. I think a 7-10 or something is more likely than them being really in the wild card hunt. But I think the upside is stronger than Miami's, like I said.
Aaron Schatz on the Patriots. There you go. Joining Mike Schoeb on the Bulldog. Patriots are interesting this year.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins are, I don't know. I feel like the Patriots.
They are. I heard Mina Kimes on them signing Darren Waller this week, that they are leaning into the bit, which is that they are soft. Not physical enough to play in January. They are soft. And then they added a tight end who doesn't block. Like replacing a tight end that you could throw at any position.
Yeah.
Like Jonnu Smith, you could play at fullback and you could move him around and block a little bit. And they went the opposite with that.
Some soccer news in a minute. I want to get you this because this is one of my own personal things I like to bring up. Day three of, hey, did you see the players on the NFL Top 100?
I did not.
Okay. Great job, NFL. The signature piece of your offseason that you used to get conversation on every single Monday with 10 new players that's now going two at a time for 45 days. No one even knows it's happening. Numbers 95 and 96 got announced yesterday. And 96, Lavonte David, linebacker, Bucks. Okay. Number 95, Josh Sweat, Super Bowl hero, now with the Arizona Cardinals. That's it. All right, cool. Thanks. Tomorrow, 94 and 93. Oh, sorry, today, 94 and 93. Will they take July 4th off? Who knows? It's actually the first example of, boy, diluting their product is really bad. This is the first proof of that.
It's because they just went too far with it. I think if they had done five at a time, they would have been fine. You could have done five instead of 10.
You need
two is just, it's extreme.
You will know when a bill hits the list because the Bills will tweet it out. That's pretty much how it's going to work. That's
it.
Also, ESPN, we teased earlier, Benjamin Solak has a cool little project.
Yeah.
The best player taken at every single draft position.
Right.
Number one, number two, number three, number four, number 238. The best number one of all time. The best number 12 of all time. Mm-hmm. The best number 152 of all time. And two Bills, current Bills, make the list.
Yeah.
Khalil Shakir and Christian Benford are the best ever selected where they were picked, which just basically means, you know, with like the 134th pick, not a lot comes out of that. Khalil Shakir is the best ever.
Right. With one, with really one really good season,
yep. He
already is the best player ever in that position.
And Benford's the best at his. The controversy, it's not much of a controversy, is Peyton Manning's the best number one of all time. Okay. I get that. That makes sense.
Yep.
Shocker. Tom Brady's the best 199th pick of all time.
Yeah.
And I immediately thought, number seven, Josh Allen. Is Josh the best number seven of all time?
I asked you how many Bills will be on this list, and your first, and it was like, well, Josh is number seven.
Yeah, it should be number seven. I can't think of a number seven that would be
thought
of to be better. Mahomes is on the list at the best number 10 of all time.
Yeah.
Josh is not the best seventh overall selection.
No, he's not. In favor of a running back.
Adrian Peterson. Honorable mention on this list, Mike Evans.
For number seven overall?
Yeah. Mike Evans, not too shabby.
That's not bad. Allen, though, under Peterson, like,
I guess
what's the argument is that it's I'm not hyper focusing on the quarterback value
It's defendable because you would just say like Peterson's a Hall of Famer and Allen's probably a Hall of Famer. But Peterson is one.
Peterson is, he will be as soon as he's eligible, right?
Who has had, here's another way to put it. I almost wonder if Peterson wasn't the pick, could he have picked Mike Evans?
I think the one thing that he cited as why he put Peterson in there, over Allen at least, is that he's got a full career and they have both won MVP.
Fair.
and neither made it to have made it to a Super Bowl.
Evans has never won the MVP, but in terms of long-term consistent excellence,
1,000 yards every season, he's is still unbelievable.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, is he not?
He will be. Yes, yep. He should be. I still would want to give the edge to the quarterback.
Me too.
If all else is equal, even, and we're doing it this way, just on, well, one has an MVP, they both have MVPs, and neither's been to the Super Bowl. Okay, tie goes to the quarterback.
Yeah.
If you even want to make it a tie, which I would not be inclined to, I would give it to Allen. I did realize, though, that Peterson was good longer than I thought he was.
Oh, yeah, he was amazing.
Like he,
and then he came back and was amazing again.
That's what I mean. Well, right, he gets injured, he comes back, and then he's incredible. And he has the 2,000-yard season, and then he has a 1,500-yard season. Then he starts bouncing around the league. And it's journey. Like the bottom of his Pro Football Reference page is ugly to look at because there's so many teams and there's different years, and you got to, like, one. There's one season where he plays for three different teams, I think. No, two different. New Orleans, Arizona, Tennessee, and Seattle. Who remembers that? He's got 2 years in Washington at age 33 and 34 with 1,042 yards, 898 yards, 12 total touchdowns, averaging over 4 yards per carry in both of those years at age 33 and 34. And I do not remember that at all. He had a 1,000-yard season with Washington at 34 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, Frank Gore was still playing at that point in time, but that's not an age you ever see running backs playing at all anymore, let alone putting up a 1,000-yard season. So he's definitely impressive. I just don't want to put Allen way above him.
Two bits of soccer news before we get to Extendo Sports. One, Buffalo Pro Soccer has announced they're reopening their site selection process after a decision to not pursue the stadium at Elk and Lee Streets. And We've talked to Peter Marlette Jr. about this project a few times, maybe touch base with him next week. But basically, throughout the process, the red flag about this site was the chemical facility. And all along the way, it was a lot of, they shouldn't pick that spot because of that. Shouldn't pick that spot. Well, they did pick it, and now they're out and seeking another spot. So in terms of what they end up doing, where they end up going, we'll see. But they have reopened their site selection process, and the process still plans to play their inaugural season in 2027. Again, when we talked about this, it was a modular stadium. They can be built very quickly. So site selection, you know, hopefully they get something quick. So that's news from the world of Buffalo Pro Soccer.
Yeah.
And then in the Premier League world and the international soccer world, a player that's well known, Diogo Jota, has died in a car accident. Kind of like shades of Johnny Gaudreau because it's him and his brother.
Him and his brother they're in a car. He's a Liverpool star. His brother plays too. And yeah, like just heartbreak. He's 28 years old. He got married 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's got three kids, just won the Premier League. You know, they're celebrating, and bam, just the heartbreaking news. And yeah, soccer world is reacting to that this morning. So, fun player too. Like,
how recently was he at Liverpool?
He's been at Liverpool for 5 years.
Okay.
2020, he got there, and he still was an important player for them, winning the title. And again, only 28 years old. Like, he's going to be a long-time Liverpool star. So, horrible. Horrible news. In Spain, that happened.
Yeah.
From Portugal. He's won, like, national career, too. Like, won the Euro with Portugal. So, him and Ronaldo are tight. I saw Ronaldo posting about it this morning, and LeBron posting about it, because he's obviously Liverpool, so.
Yeah, I just saw Jurgen Klopp's post about it.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's terrible news. Well, and also, you know, we're coming up on the anniversary of the I was just looking into this, because the Columbus goaltender that died in a fireworks accident a couple years back.
Yeah.
Hit the chest. His name was Kivlikins? How do you say his name?
He was from Latvia, I think. Yeah. I don't remember.
Coming up on the anniversary of that. Anyway, sad news. On to Extendo Sports when we return, and then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.